Come on, Pippo. Yeah. Let's cheer up for Daniel, because he's first time speaker, and everything's failing, and it's off to a good start.
Yeah.
Come on, big applause.
Thank
you're doing
you.
Well. You're doing awesome. And you know, the only certain thing about technology is going to fail exactly when it doesn't need to.
Yeah, like I think I said already, flakiness is not only happening in tests, obviously, right? So. So while we're waiting for this thing to happen, I could ask a question about who actually has an idea what a flake would be in testing. Okay, I should just repeat what you're going to say. Yeah, go ahead. You probably, I don't know. So you have an idea, but you don't want to tell me.
It's an unreliable test with a non-deterministic result.
Exactly. So to me, or I think to most people that agree about this topic, a flaky test is a test that fails and passes in successive runs without changing any code, neither testing code nor the underlying production code. Okay. So, yeah, this talk will be about flaky tests. Yeah?
Can I ask the definition and challenges a little bit? Because what you defined, what you said, can also be about the bug in the software.
Yeah, of course. Flaky behavior is not determined by just being the test being flaky, but also the software. But I would divide those two into different categories, and how they are going to be handled is differently. So, but let's wait. So. I'm going to start with the introduction. My name is Daniel Hiller. I'm working at Red Hat. I'm working on the upstream Qubit project, and there I'm maintaining the Qubit CI system. This talk will be about flaky tests and how we are actually going to handle them in our committee of supporters for the Qubit contributors. So I don't say I have the silver bullet for handling that. I would be happy to have any input from you folks and how we can improve. And I would actually also want to have some kind of extended Q&A session if the time is still there. Somehow, so that you might talk about what you have experienced and how you are going to handle it. Just as a quick thing, how I think this should be going. I'm going to start with what a flake is, but yeah, you described it perfectly already, so it's fine. And then what the impact of flakes is. And then how we are doing, or how we can find flakes somehow, and then at the last how a flake process works and what tools we do have that support this. In the end, I just want to describe what we're aiming to do in the future to improve this.
I just don't have internet in my laptop for some.